Hello, everyone. Well, I'm sure you have heard that an upcoming total eclipse will wrap Texas in darkness for several minutes, and it's very exciting. And in the spirit of the event, Laura and I gathered together to visit about the things that are currently giving us light, the things that are dark, and a few things in that weird moment between where we don't know where they should land. Are they dark? Are they light? We don't know. Are you thoroughly confused? Don't worry. It will all make sense if you just keep listening. Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay and welcome to the I Hate Green Beans podcast. During each episode, I'll be discussing television, movies, music, and books with friends who love pop culture as much as I do. For those of you wondering, yes, we will be talking about the Bachelor franchise. And no, I do not want to try your grandmother's famous green bean casserole recipe. But thanks for offering. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's episode 340 of the I Hate Green Beans podcast. I'm here with Lindsay. I'm here with Lyra.
Hi.
It's been a minute since you've been here. I couldn't even tell you the last time you were here. It's been too long.
It has been. But I'm so glad to be here today.
I'm glad you're here today, too, because we're talking about very important things in our lives.
That's right.
That lightness into the darkness. That's darkness right. Eclipsing our worlds.
Uh-huh. It's a coming.
The eclipse is coming, and we thought it would be super fun to talk about things that are eclipsing our lives right now.
Uh-huh.
How's your love life? Is that going to be on the list?
It is. Thanks for that. It is not on the list. It is not. We're not discussing that.
I don't know if this is something that you wanted to tell me.
No, yeah. It's not at all. I've been saving it for just a moment like this, hoping, man, maybe next time I'm on the podcast, Lindsay will ask if I'm dating anybody. Answer would be
you know
no.
Why I thought of that? Because of Twilight. One of the books is Eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it Twilight, New Moon,
Eclipse.
Together we can get there if we try hard enough. What's the fourth one? New Dawn? New Day?
New Dawn? No, I think it's New Dawn.
New World?
I'm New Dawn. Good. New Dawn Part 1 and New Dawn
New
Part
Dawn
2.
New Dawn Part 2. They were the first to do that, you know. And then Harry Potter and Mockingbird, Jay, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hunger Games, that's what
Makes
I meant.
Sense.
Everybody copied them.
That's right.
Hey now. So we're going to have a list about things that are coming into our world, lightness that might be piercing some darkness, and then things that are kind of dark that we're upset about, and then things, the question mark, the eclipse is coming. We don't know how it's coming.
Right.
We don't know. Much like Monday, is your car full of gas?
It is not, but I'm going to fill it up now.
We were just talking to a friend, and food, and maps.
Someone was saying the city of Austin has already declared an emergency, like, because there's so many people that are going to be there, which I think that's intense.
Yes. A bunch of Texas is in the cone of certainty.
Yes.
The cylinder,
totality.
Totality. I think cone of certainty is hurricane.
Yes.
The totality part
the zone of
it.
Totality.
Where we are going to be in darkness for a couple of minutes.
I think it's like four and a half minutes or four minutes and 20 seconds. Or
crazy.
Something like that.
So we're very excited about that. But the good news is,
where are we
is,
going to watch it?
Hillsboro. Whoop, whoop.
That's right.
Go Eagles. It is going to be in enough of Texas that I hope people are just going to what's closest instead of big city nearest
And
them.
We're going to try to take off roads, like back roads to get there, mm-hmm. so we don't have as much traffic. We're going to try to avoid the highways.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Probably with like thousands of our other friends who do the same thing, but that's okay. We're not going to tell you the highway we're taking. We're not telling you that.
Don't tell them. It's, somebody said, it might be like evacuating for Rita or Katrina.
I thought
that I had so much PTSD from that. Because, you know, I was in my car for 17 hours.
I remember you saying that.
Because it was when I first moved to Houston, I didn't know anything. And so I got in my car with the rest of the world and just drove.
That sounds
And
miserable.
I watched so many movies on my portable DVD player that could hook up to my lighter. They don't even have lighters in cars anymore, but it had a lighter power connection.
And were you just going slow enough that you could just watch the movie
at
the same time?
You were at a standstill most of the time. I mean, I think it took me 5 hours to get out of the city of Houston.
That's insane.
And that's when I just didn't know enough about hurricanes to know. And it hurt me more because everybody was around me doing the same thing. So I kept thinking, I'm smart. I'm doing what the other people are doing.
Right. Everyone was
But not it was, smart. It was super bad. It was super, super bad.
Well, I don't think this is going to be like that.
I don't either. I think we're going to at least be at a slow crawl.
I think so, too.
As we drive.
But we are going to have water. Mm-hmm, we're going to bring beef sticks.
Goldfish.
We're going to bring goldfish. We might bring some of those little fruit roll-up bars.
Yeah, we only
those
have one really left, good. So I'm going to have to go get some more.
We can split it into thirds, and each one can get a third of it. Melissa's going with us, too, so we got to share it up. It's going
to
be great.
So in our list of things today that are bringing light into your world.
Things we love.
Things you love. What do you have first on your list that you want to talk about of things that bring light into your darkness?
The first thing is Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I know what people are thinking. Like, huh, that's weird. Disney Plus has been out for like a really long time. You've had
Disney Plus for years now? Yeah.
Nope. We bundled our stuff together. So we had ESPN Plus, and then we had Hulu, and then we wanted Disney Plus, and we realized for like $2 extra.
Right.
I don't know, but some small amount extra. You could bundle it all together.
Yeah, you can.
So we bundled it all together, totally. Obviously, because Taylor was choosing Disney Plus. And if Taylor picks Disney Plus, I pick Disney Plus.
There you go.
That's just the way it works.
There you go.
So we felt like we needed to get it. And the reason why I'm going to say it's my moment of lightness right here is because we watched the movie once.
We did.
The Eras Tour.
Yes.
Once with our friend Amy, which was fun. And that was like in totality.
Yes.
Secondly, I've probably watched it three other times. Like once just like randomly, I had nothing to do. It's in the background. So I just turned it on and watched a little bit of it. We watched the Aggies play basketball against Nebraska after the game. Mm-hmm. We had a whole group over here and I was like, hey, y'all want to turn on the Eras Tour? And we turned it on. We just flipped it on and we watched the first three or four songs. This Easter, I was up with my parents in College Station and I said, do you all want to get Disney Plus? So we used Lindsay's login and signed right in and watched the first like four or five songs until my dad said, I think we can turn it off now. And I said, okay, but it was really fun.
It is fun.
It's just great to have it like at your fingertips.
You know what's going to be great for you too that I'm sure you haven't thought of.
Tell me.
What is the movie you always try to get me to watch from the 90s?
Flight of the Navigator. As soon as you said the movie, it makes me think Flight of the Navigator. We are watching Flight of the Navigator. We might watch it tonight. I can't wait. I'm going to run a search on Disney Plus and we're going to see if it's available. So, Flight of the Navigator.
Everything is available. If it's been on Disney, it's on Disney
Plus. Oh, we're watching it. Hundo P, we're watching it. You are going to love it. It was a movie I watched, like, I had the VHS tape that I had taped off of, like, Sunday Night Movie.
Yes, that was The Wonderful World of Disney. Yes.
Taped it off of that, and then I could just plug that in my VHS and watch it when I was growing up. And I thought it was so fun.
Yeah.
A little kid who can, like, fly a spaceship. It was awesome. It's time travel, some weird, like, aliens. Mm. But it's so good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just a great story.
I don't know if Disney Plus has this, which I will check, but the old Mickey Mouse Club. Not the Annette Funicello, my mom's Mickey Mouse Club, but my Mickey Mouse Club. Uh-huh. That was in between that and the one where Brittany and Justin of those are. There was a pre-Mickey Mouse Club that had this guy named Damien on it, who I just thought was so good looking. If they had that, I would like to watch old episodes of that.
Well, we're going
to
watch that after we watch Flight of the Navigator.
After Flight of the Navigator, it's a deal.
And FYI, we're going to watch Flight of the Navigator, and I haven't seen it in 20 years. But 30 years.
It's going to hold
and
up.
I don't know if it's going to hold up, but I don't care. I'm excited about it. So Disney Plus, that's my
life. It's going to hold up. It'll be good. Okay. My first one is a new water bottle that was discovered when we went to Zambia because we're big Stanley shippers. We love our Stanley. Stanley gives you 40 ounces of goodness with straw, but you can't. It's not good to take that in your backpack or on a plane. It's too big. And so we needed something that had a lid that you could throw into a bag. I randomly went to Target and looked at all my options and chose the cute ones.
You did a great job.
I did like the idea that this one I chose had a straw where you suck it like a straw instead of dipping it into your mouth. Like a water bottle, and it is the Owala brand, Owala.
thinking it was great. You thought it was great. Got one for you, got one for me.
I didn't know how to use it at first, true confessions. Yeah. It took me a while to be like, wait,
just
how do I...
suck it like a straw. Suck it like a straw.
Now I love
But the thing that made it the most interesting is that the minute we get to, on the Zambian side and we're all doing our thing and have everybody has a water bottle, is when all the young people started saying, you have an Awala? Look how cute you're... Where's your... Yeah, that's such a cute color. Where'd you get the color combination? That's right.
It's a thing.
Our friend Stephanie has had one for years and has been telling us, I told you to get an Awala 2 years ago and we didn't because she doesn't have a Stanley. She's only done Awalas. And so I forgot about that. And when the young people started saying, look at your Awala, look at your Awala.
Yeah.
And so I find myself taking my Awala with me for that purpose that it doesn't spill. Again, agreed. Love the Stanley. But man, do I knock that thing over all the time. I'm either really clumsy or forget where I put it, and the water spills out inevitably. Yeah.
I think the Stanley is good either at your house, at your office,
on your desk, which is where mine is.
Or in your car if you're going for like a really long road trip and you
need
bring
the 40
it there.
Ounces.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The Awala is good because it's got a little hook. You can kind of hook your finger. There's a little clasp on top that you can kind of hook your finger in.
Yes.
It's great.
I liked it. I like it still. So I'm
so much so that you lost it at Disney World.
I lost it at Disney World. I left it on Peter Pan ride. And Laura got me another one.
I did. That's right. It was solved.
Yeah, I was carrying around with me and I put it down at my feet in my head thinking, don't forget that. Three rides later when I'm thirsty, it's not there. Dang.
Some guy who works at Disney is like, sweet.
A Awala score. Okay, what's your second one? What brings you light into
my
this darkness?
My second one is the Fairlife protein shakes. So,
agreed.
We just recently got...
This makes us seem so old.
It does. It does. I mean, earlier, it was like yesterday, you laughed at something and was like, why are we so old? We were watching Hometown and something happened and I was like, oh.
No, you went, huh. Like, it was like, interesting fact.
God, we're old. We are. But, okay, so we have heard from several of our friends that... Protein is...
We are deficient in
protein. We're deficient. We need more.
Supposedly, women of a certain age.
100 grams of protein or something crazy
like
that.
That feels like a lot.
It does feel like a lot. But so these are protein shakes.
Mm-hmm.
We found them at Costco, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in a pack of 18. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. They only sell chocolate at Costco.
Yes.
But it's Fairlife 30 grams of protein. And chocolate flavored.
Yeah.
And it tastes just like a chocolate
milkshake. It really does.
And I made friends with a random customer.
She flirted with the guy.
There was a young kid who was purchasing protein shakes and he picked a different kind of protein shake, but he did it with like gumption.
Certainty.
Yeah. He just picked up a thing and threw it in his cart. And so I just said, excuse me, sir, could you tell me why you chose that protein shake over this other one? And he said, because it's cheaper. And he said, this one, the one that he bought, is a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, it's adequate.
And it tastes okay. But he said our protein shake tastes like chocolate milk.
Yeah, I can attest. And can you confirm that? To that? Yes, it does.
It does.
It really does. Tastes like chocolate milk.
It totally does.
And it's kind of filling, because didn't you say you took one to work the other day and it kind of took you a minute to realize, oh, I'm not hungry for lunch.
That's right.
I should be starving right now and I'm not.
I took one to work, drank it on the way to work, and then all of a sudden I was like, it's 2:00 and I haven't eaten lunch. I never skip a meal. This is shocking to me. So it was great. I think they're great.
Yeah.
It's also kind of funny because now we've had like recently people at our house for like bachelor finales or March Madness, and I've told everyone. It's like locked in. Like, hey, have you seen the protein shakes? I took one up to Easter so that my parents could try it. My dad was like, should we be drinking protein shakes?
Like, why not? Yeah. I don't know.
I think so. I mean, people
There's only
so.
2 grams of sugar in it.
150 calories.
There's a little cow on it. That's how you know. And are they a little bit expensive? I would say yes. I would say they are a luxury, but to be able to get 30 grams, I don't drink one every day. Probably should. But to get 30 grams or however many grams of protein when allegedly I'm deficient in it, I think it's a good compromise
and
where
it's
I'm
a
not
good snack.
Eating a bunch of meat.
And I think it's a good snack, like in between, like if I eat breakfast really early and I'm not going to eat a late lunch, then I think I can kind of grab a protein shake and mm-hmm. it fills me up.
It does fill you up. That's awesome. It's great. It's I really love fun. It.
Supposedly love they have other flavors too. Mm. Stephanie told us they have strawberry and vanilla. I would love to find a strawberry because I love a strawberry milkshake.
Okay. Ooh.
So we need to work on that.
Okay. We'll work on that.
We'll put a question mark by the strawberry. I don't know. I don't know how it tastes, but we can vouch for chocolate.
Yeah, we can. Tastes just like chocolate milk. Love it. Another thing, chocolatey that I'd like to talk about.
Tell me.
Bringing light into a dark world are the Reese's, as in the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup people, the makers of those fine candies, animal crackers.
I knew it.
You got to look.
They're the best.
For them, you've got to look. But imagine, if you will, Laura.
I will.
An animal cracker that has peanut butter smeared on one side and chocolate on the other. It doesn't melt in your finger.
No, it doesn't.
But it is a delicious
It really
treat.
Is.
And found those at Costco, too, just wandering around.
That's right.
You never know.
They are addictive.
They are addictive. And that was something that was put out on one of the March Madness, Bachelor, whatever. Just the bag was placed. And we went hard after that bag. And everybody there who tasted it was instantly impressed.
And it's funny because people kind of look at the bag and think,
I don't know. I'm not animal cracker. I don't know. I can, not that they don't like them, but it doesn't seem like, ooh, I'm going to try this. And when they do, it is life changing.
It totally
life
is.
Life altering.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest you find those. I think sometimes you might be able to find them at Kroger.
Okay.
But went to Costco and found them there. I do not know if they are seasonal, meaning Valentine's Day, Easter special treat. So we shall see. We shall
Easter.
See. Mm-hmm. They were with the Easter candy whenever I purchased them from Costco.
That's great. We're almost done with our bag.
I know.
And it was a big bag.
It was a big bag. Mm-hmm. Mm, Costco. That's how they do.
That's right.
What's your next one?
My last one is the Texas A&M Equestrian Facility and Team.
Nice.
So, which I know that sounds odd. I'm not really, I've never been an equestrian fan until this weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I happened to see on Instagram, like Aggie Athletics posted that the SEC tournament, the equestrian tournament, was being held at the equestrian facility in College Station, at A&M's facility. So free admission, match was like at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Hmm.
I was already going up there, spending Easter with my parents, and I thought, what else do we have to do? Let's go to an equestrian match.
Might as well. It's free.
Might as well. It's free. And we've never been. And my parents live fairly close to the facility. So we drove by it all the time. This time we stopped. It was awesome. It was really fun. We had no idea what we were watching. Like, we would watch.
Still don't.
We still don't, really. I mean, I was Googling, like, what is raining? What are they doing out there? How is this judged? We made friends with some random people in the stands who kind of gave us helpful hints. But things I can tell you about it that were surprising. Number one, it is loud.
Yeah, it is.
Like, people cheer. Yeah. Audibly. I thought it would be kind of quiet for the horses. Like, you didn't want to, like, spook the horses. Nope.
Mm.
Especially in the western side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were hooping and hollering and screaming mm-hmm. for all the people, which was great. It didn't scare the horses. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing. Second thing is long. We were there for about 3 hours, which was a long match right there. There's a lot of waiting involved in equestrian. So
interesting. I feel like that's an efficiency problem on their end.
I think it's also you're dealing with an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to warm them up and, like, you get like a certain amount of time. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I think that
I think coming off the rodeo and how everything's one after another,
yes.
We probably feel like everything should be one after another.
That's so right. Mm-hmm. I think that is probably
like barrel racing lasts all of 10 minutes and it's done.
And the third thing I would say is that it was really the girls and the horses are very impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you are super close. You can, like, pet the horses and see the horses because the girls bring them over to the edge for, like, little kids and stuff to take pictures with. So that was kind of fun. And the horses are gorgeous. And the girls are really talented.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. They beat South Carolina on on Friday. Unfortunately, they lost in the finals to Auburn.
Mm.
So they got second place.
Love it. Way to go, you. Okay, my last one is something that has been bringing light since mid-December, which is the Christmas margarita that you made for our cocktail party. And it has come back around, I'm going to say, three or four times.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
December, yes. We called it the Christmas margarita. Depending on whatever you're serving it, you just call it something that matches
that
event.
We served it with Taylor. Yes. We served it with basketball.
Yes.
That's right.
Let me tell you.
Sometimes we serve it on a random Tuesday.
What I believe the secret ingredient is for this particular cocktail is rosemary-infused agave.
That's right.
That is what takes it above and beyond your normal old margarita that we've just splashed in some other stuff with.
Agreed.
So the ingredients, I'm not going to tell you the measurements because I don't really remember right now, but you can direct message me and I'll give them to you. But the ingredients are tequila, of course. You're going to have orange liqueur. You're going to have lime juice. And then the rosemary-infused agave. Am I missing something, or is it just the...
Cranberry.
Oh, and cranberry juice.
Just a little bit of cranberry juice.
I knew it. Cranberry juice as well. So you're thinking the orange liqueur and the cranberry and the lime, and that all makes it. But there is something about the rosemary-infused agave. What you might be thinking right now is, Lindsay, where does one get rosemary-infused agave? I can tell you how to make it right now using a little YouTube research that we did because I was going to go buy it too. Who needs to make something? Nobody. But
it's easy.
It's super easy and so awesome because agave is kind of like honey and you can get that wherever in your grocery store. Any grocery store sells agave, not where the honey is, which is confusing. It's where the baking is.
Mm.
So it's by the sweet and low and the sugar and the brown sugar and all that. And it looks like honey. So what I did is I poured it into a mason jar, the whole bottle. And then I just went and bought rosemary and shoved rosemary down in the agave, put the lid on it, and you let it sit for 24 hours.
Game changer.
And it's a game changer. Then we made, I don't know why we, oh, because we had the big party. We made two things of it. Used about one and a smidge of the second. So we have had that other rosemary-infused agave in our refrigerator since December. Still good.
It was great.
And even the rosemary somehow, it's not brown or brittle or anything. It still looks like rosemary in
there. It's incredible.
So it's easy because it's probably 1/2 ounce or something like that you need at a time. So good.
Just a little bit of sweetness and it's so good.
The game changer with it as well is the salt around the rim. I personally believe that it's better with salt around the
rim.
I need that coarseness of that.
And it's a good combination with the sweetness of the agave.
So good. And let me tell you, that one I think we ran out of first, and I believe you made it twice and we ran out of it. Still,
that's right.
With those two,
we went
based
through,
on
like,
every other cocktail we had.
We went through like 2 handles of tequila
we did.
For our party. I mean, we may be boozers, but that's okay. It was beside
but it was so, it's good. So good. Please email me, DM me if you want the recipe, and I'll give it to you. It is so
it really is
good. Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk about is, let's flip that coin. What has brought you darkness right now, Laura? Where is your eclipse right now? Where are you sitting in darkness over something that you were excited about and it turned out to be?
March Madness.
Amen.
I mean, it's brackets are busted.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. First of all, Aggies made it, which was great.
Exciting.
Did I pick A&M to win the entire thing in my bracket?
Of course I did.
Of course I did. I mean, what can I do? I just could not pick them. But that's
They're there.
It's fine. They won the first game, and then they lost to U of H in a, like, heartbreak overtime game that was so great. But then I was cheering for U of H because I was like,
Houston, local.
Houston,
let's
do
it.
And then Houston lost.
Houston lost to Duke.
And then I was so sad. And now I look at the 4 teams that are left and I think,
UConn.
Okay.
I meant those UConn folks. They're still in it. Way to go, y'all.
They're good.
Picked UConn.
And Purdue is still in it and they are good.
Clemson.
But
no.
I don't think Clemson's in it. It's
Alabama.
It's Alabama and NC State.
North Carolina. Yeah.
So I think now I'm going to have to switch and root for NC State.
Okay.
Because they're an 11 seed.
Yeah.
They almost didn't make the tournament in the as a whole, and then they barely squeaked in by winning the ACC tournament, and now they've kind of gone crazy. And so And there's that really big boy.
Yeah.
He looks
36.
He does. But it brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. So I guess I'm cheering for them, but I don't really feel a lot of allegiance to any of them. So as a whole, I would say...
So you didn't win your bracket, is what you're
saying. I did not win my bracket. I'm pretty neither. Sure it's like you have an availability of like 200 points out of 4,000. And I'm like, oh, that feels right.
My darkness is a little show called New Look that is on Apple Plus that I'm going to blame Todd for and I'm going to blame you
for. I knew it was coming.
Because on paper, it sounds really, really exciting.
It really does.
Because it is the story of Christian Dior and Coco Chanel and how they came up in the ranks of fashion during the war.
World War II, which
is interesting. Did they dress the Nazi wives? Did they not? I was intrigued by that, but I was drawn in by fashion and all the things. And I gave it the one episode go and I thought, meh. And then I gave it the two episode go. And then once I did an all call of who has watched this and is it going to depress the hell out of me like it is doing right now? And the answer was yes. I don't need that. I don't want that in my life. And so I opted out of all of the sad. And I know you say it's about World War II. I got it. I thought that would be the background and it would be more fashion versus concentration camp.
I will tell you a couple of things. One, I hear it does get better at the end of the season. So I haven't watched the rest of it, largely because Lindsay and I watch a lot of TV together. And so she's given up on it. So I've also had to give up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard that there's like a turning point at episode 5 or 6, where it does kind of get past the war.
But didn't your parents say it was still depressing?
They did. They said it was still sad. But they also, their point was, it's World War II, which it's just a sad.
I'll let you watch it and then you'll know if I should hop in at episode 6.
The problem is that also I watched the first episode alone to try it out.
Yeah.
And the first episode was pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I was the one that said, I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
Because the first episode was a little more fashion.
Yeah.
A little more of a flashback.
Yeah.
Kind of looking in time.
Gave up on it.
I know you
gave up on it. It's in the darkness right now.
We don't know if it'll come back in light. We're not sure.
Cone of certainty. What is it? Totality.
Zone of totality.
It's in the zone of totality for me. But there are a few things in life where we are not sure what the eclipse is going to be. We've got a few things on our list where we're waiting. We're waiting to see if it's going to bring complete lightness and brightness into this dark world we live in. Or is it going to go to the zone of totality with New Look?
With darkness.
I'd like for you to talk about what we did today when we took a walk to the post office box. We didn't go to a post office. We went to the little blue box.
We went down to the little
from
blue
Hot
box.
Dotty. What'd we put in there?
We put in our Lost Kitchen postcards.
Yeah, we did.
And so the Lost Kitchen is a show we've talked about before.
Yes.
We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron French, Freedom, Maine. The only way you can get a reservation is by sending in a postcard.
A postcard. 4x6.
One postcard. Per person. No one else listening to this needs to send out a postcard. No one.
The point is, don't do it. But also, if you're going to, you got to do it now because they only draw in April.
Yes, but you probably should just not do it.
It's too late. Where are you going to find a postcard? They're really hard to find.
So they are a little hard to find. But we found our postcards, found our stamps, took it to the postcard, dropped it in. It's a question mark because we don't know if we're going to get picked.
We don't know.
And if we don't get picked, I'm going to be pretty sad.
That's going to be really, really sad.
It's going to be a lot of darkness.
But there is the luck of Laura that is a true thing. And so you might hear a podcast one day where we are reviewing what happened at the Lost Kitchen.
Which that would be amazing. So I hope it's in the lightness. I just don't know.
Postcards, very hard to find.
Yeah.
We are not a society that mails them anymore, I guess. But what I did think through is where there's a gift shop, more than likely there's a postcard. Mm-hmm. And so y'all went to the George Bush Library in College Station and got postcards.
They have lots of postcards up there. Lots to choose from.
And you got some Aggie ones.
They even have ones that have like President actual, Bush's face on it.
Actual
and
Bush.
I didn't choose that one.
Yeah. I'm sure I have some Disney postcards around here. If I'd actually thought about it, I could have dug them up and found them. Because back in the day, that's also whenever, hey, little children, gather around. Aunt Lynchy's going to tell you about this time that you used to have a camera and you'd just point and click and pray that it would develop into something worthy.
I remember those days.
And you would rush to Walgreens or Walmart and go to the pharmacy, the photography section, and just cross your fingers and you'd look through and say, oh, we got one out of 75 that turned out. Yay! So people like me would buy postcards. So you had a really good picture something from your trip that you could show or put in a scrapbook or
something.
You
could say, look, that's what the castle looks like.
That's what the castle
looks like. Not my finger. It's like happens to be in front of the lens.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Lost Kitchen.
We don't know.
We don't know. The other thing that we don't know is the television show that has been recommended to both of us, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
We don't know.
Based off of the 2000 whatever movie with Brad and Angelina. This is on Amazon Prime, and it is a series TV show. So maybe probably about 8 or 10 episodes, I'm guessing. And we have watched two or three right now. Bit of a question mark. There's a lot of hype around it, saying how great it is, how good it is. And I'm befuddled by that a little bit.
I don't love either one of the characters.
Mm.
The main guy or the main girl. I like him. I don't love him. I don't really like her at all.
I'm befuddled by the speed at which things are being forced upon us to where I'm checking out because in my mind that's not believable.
Right.
And so then I try to find myself giving excuses for these characters. Like, oh, they just went through a near-death experience. Of course they're going to want to be close to each other and love each other all of the sudden, which there's no background to make that an accurate statement. But I'm going to go with it because everybody has said, it's good. So we're going to give it a few more episodes.
I will, but it's a question mark.
But it's a question mark.
I think it's moving into the eclipse darkness.
Oh, no. It's getting 75%, 80%.
It's like Houston. It's in the 60% zone.
We have one more question mark. We have one more. Laura, do you want to talk about?
And this is kind of controversial.
Everybody calm down. Remain calm.
It's the new Beyoncé album.
Yes.
Cowboy Carter.
We're not saying we hate it.
I'm not.
It's
I
a
just
question
don't know
mark.
Yet. I just
I got to give it a little bit more of a listen.
There are a lot of things I like about it.
Yes.
I like Texas Hold'em.
Everybody does on TikTok.
I mean, that's, I think that's a great song. I think it's super catchy. Mm-hmm. In fact, I get it stuck in my head constantly and I love it. I think that's great. Coworker of mine told me about the Miley Cyrus duet and it is so good.
Yes.
I really enjoy that song.
Yep.
I love it that she's redone Jolene. I think that's great.
Yep.
I liked Blackbird. I think that's a good one. There are a lot of songs I like about it. It's also very varied. Like there's a lot of different aspects to it, which I would just say
gotta
I'm
get
not
your
sure
head
yet.
Around.
I need
gotta
to get my
your
head
wrapped
around it
around
right
it.
Now.
Hey, were we in the car for 8 hours trying to get
That's
to the
right.
eclipse? So we're going to give it a little listen
we're
a couple
listen
of times.
To Cowboy Carter.
We know not to give thoughts. What did we learn with the Reputation
That's
album,
right.
Laura?
Do not make a snap judgment.
Do not make a snap judgment and get on the podcast and tell people about it.
That's right.
We got to listen to it. Let it soak in our bones for
That's
a little
right.
bit.
And we haven't had that opportunity
we
yet with Easter.
We haven't had it.
There's
we
been
have
a lot going
not
on.
Had it. There's been so much going on. So right now, it's a question mark. We will let you know which way it lands, in the darkness or in the light.
But I will say, I am liking aspects of it. Like, I like her. I think she's got some great harmonies in there. Like, especially with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Like, they sound great. I think it's it's an interesting twist. It's a new, I like this new side of Beyonce. Mm-hmm. We'll see about the album.
We'll see about the album. One last question.
Ask me.
Team Edward or Team Jacob?
What? Team Edward. Every time Team Edward. Like, this is not even a question. Edward is her true love. They have to be together. He loves her.
He glitters in the sunlight.
He glistens in the sunlight. He's in love with her. Their true love. I'm not saying which one I think is hotter. That's a different question.
Oh, who's hotter?
I think Jacob.
Wolf boy.
For sure hotter. But Edward is her true love. Okay. And I always fight for true love. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand.
Hey, thank y'all for listening, and thanks to Laura for joining me on the podcast this week. We will make sure to let you know what we think about Beyonce's new album after our epic road trip for the eclipse. We'll have lots of time to figure it out, and we'll definitely do a podcast on it. Remember, one of the best things you can do to support a podcast is to review the show on iTunes. It would be an honor if you headed over there and left us your thoughts. Make sure to follow me on all the socials. You can find me at Lindsay on Twitter and at Lindsay Ray on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out my real books, Why I Hate Green Beans and It's a Love Story. You can find them wherever books are sold. Y'all stay safe, have courage, and be kind out there. Until we're together again, love you, mean it. Texas forever.